I get sick pretty easily. I don't really have a strong immune system.
Immunocompromised?
I don't know. Something.
Damn.
Were you homeschooled?
Yeah. No.
All right.
Why?
Nothing.
That's serious. Like the meanest thing you could possibly say.
No, it's not.
Just asking the question. Even just asking the question is mean. You seem like you didn't. You weren't around people growing up.
You don't. Yeah, you were in complete command of the green room, dude. He came to my show on Sunday. It was just total in the pocket, dude.
Really?
Yeah.
Awesome. No, I don't think I was.
He was holding court in the green room, and it was.
I was
very
just talking. No one talks.
No, you were so.
No one
funny.
Talks. Everyone just sits there.
Yeah, it's
and
it's
waits
weird.
For someone to talk.
Yeah.
So I was like, I'll talk.
He's yeah. becoming a man before our eyes. Dude, I thought about that. Yeah. You're becoming a man. How old are you now?
22.
Jesus Christ.
God damn.
Yeah.
You have to get married.
Young
here.
Boy. Dude. You just got out of homeschool, dude.
Did you ever see Bad Boy Bubby?
No.
Oh, you got to watch Bad Boy Bubby.
What's that?
It's about an Australian movie about a guy whose parents convince him that the outside air is poisonous. So they keep him inside his whole life and he can't go out. He just has sex. He has sex with his mom.
Oh.
Yeah. And eventually
damn.
He like, it's fucked up. He can only have sex
that's
with his
where
mom.
I expected that to go.
There's that other one, Bubble Boy, with is it yeah. Jake Gyllenhaal?
It'd be funny to get them too confused.
Yeah. Like he's fucked his mom. I was like, I don't know if I remember that part.
But no, yeah, then he eventually gets out and just is like goes on a tear.
He's a bad boy.
It's a sick movie. Bad Boy Bubby is a sick movie.
Nice.
I just sounds wanted to good. Talk about it. You don't give Bad Boy Bubby vibes at all. you don't at all.
I'm
a menace.
Good. I'm
bad
glad.
Boy Bubby is a fucking menace.
You're a good boy.
I try my best.
You are a good boy.
You are good. You actually are a really good boy. For real. No, seriously.
Yeah, Sass is a little good guy. A
lot of your generation's lost, dude.
Your generation's
lost. They're
a bunch
on their phones too much.
Fucking punks on their phones.
I think everyone's on their phones.
I'm not on my phone.
Dude, I'm getting off.
You're not?
Right now.
Yeah.
Dude, I've been able to identify.
See my screen time. It's like 14 hours.
Yeah. No, are you really?
Is
no,
it actually
no,
that
it's
high?
Not 14. No.
What you clocking in at?
I don't know. Probably something crazy.
Mine's like 8 or 9.
Especially a hangover day yesterday.
Yeah. Traveling, when you're in the hotel.
Today I'm at an hour and 51 minutes.
That's not bad.
Considering I've been awake since 11, that's pretty bad.
Usually give you the average. Not bad. I'm down to 230. Well, it just went up 239 daily average. But when I hit the hotels
damn,
traveling.
239 average is
mine's
great.
Not bad. Mine's 4 or 5.
That's where I was hovering around there for a while.
But for a while, mine was like 9.
Dude. We checked one time. Sid the Kid was rocking a 15-hour DA daily 15? Average.
15?
He said he keeps it playing ambient in the background.
Yeah, I was going to say, how enough. Does that even happen?
Oh, nice. My daily average is 3.5.
That's not bad, dude.
3.5 is not it. Bad at all.
No,
I'll take
dude,
it.
That's not bad. I think the average person's
although it might
around,
be including today, that hour 50.
It's still can, you know, I can't freak the average. Yeah. I just requested that my wife put her screen time monitor on. Yeah, so it's good data to have. She's like, I don't want it. I was like, just put it on.
Oh, for her to look at.
Yeah. Just check it out.
I thought you meant for you to monitor. I was like, man.
I'm going to ask her about it.
It's a little wacky.
I keep it down, you know. If I see her on it too much, I go, come on.
Yeah.
Put the fucking phone down.
What do you want? What do you want a lot?
Just
the apps.
Instagram
the
and
apps.
Twitter.
Yeah.
I just, yeah.
The apps?
I just look at the apps. I try to find, I'll get in a Wikipedia hole occasionally.
I'm on
really?
Shazam.
Last night.
Shazam all day.
Shazam. What
the
is
this?
Just 7 hours singing, on Uber Eats.
Singing songs, trying to think
I'm
of
in
them.
A coffee shop.
Oh, Arcade Fire. I haven't thought of them in forever.
You never rewrite it down. You're like, cool. Put your phone away.
I got a nice Wikipedia one last night.
Oh, what'd you get?
I got Battle of Agincourt.
Mm.
Pretty big. I was watching the movie The King on Netflix. You saw that one with Timothy Chalamet.
Oh, yeah.
It's a great
yeah.
movie.
That was tight.
It's awesome. Anyway.
So what happened? What happened?
Battle of Agincourt?
Yeah,
just
what was
a fucking, the English killed all the frogs. Frogs outnumbered them like 3-1 and got killed.
What?
Wait, what? That was a real fight?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Damn.
How did they do it? What was the strategy?
It was the British. The English longbow was big, dude.
Yeah.
It was big. And then the frogs got stuck in the mud. And they were smashing against each other. And
damn.
then King Henry executed all of the prisoners, which
really?
Was pretty weird back then to do.
Just out of nowhere?
Yeah, he executed like 10,000. Yeah, 10,000 strong, but he executed like for real, like maybe 2,000 prisoners.
Yeah, didn't break a single bead of sweat though, dude. King Henry.
You can't sweat. It's just the royal blood. Never.
Can't get off the phones, dude.
Never interrupt the podcast ever, ever again. I was talking about the Battle of Agincourt with my friends that I vaguely remember. I vaguely remember the details that I'm trying to.
No, that's all you need. The guy fucking, yeah. The frogs got stuck in the mud. The
frogs got stuck
long
in the mud.
Longbow.
Yeah.
And then the lady blew in that one dude's ear and he fucking missed. Robin Hood, Prince of Thieves.
Yeah.
How sick. Did you ever watch the music video for that song?
Robin Hood?
Yeah, Prince of Thieves. It was fucking Brian Adams. You know what I'm talking about?
No
idea. Shazam it.
Dun, dun, yeah, yeah. Dun, dun, dun. Is Shazam like a built-in on Siri yet?
Well, you got played, dude.
Oh, dude, it's the music video is so fucking good. I would die for you. You never heard that song?
I might
everything
have.
Everything I do.
Oh, yeah.
And everything
I don't think I've heard it.
Yo, that one?
Yo, Sass, when you're alone with a girl, let me tell you about this.
Mm.
This is going to blow your fucking mind, dude. The music video is so fucking nasty. Right now, you guys are on a couch, just ate dinner.
You go like this.
You're holding hands. You're holding
like this. You go like this.
You guys are holding both hands at your house. It's going like this.
And you're in your head, you're going, fuck, I forgot to shave my pubes. Oh, shit, I forgot how long my pubes are. Oh, fuck.
Oh, I didn't wipe my ass all that well.
Oh, no, I have shit in my pants. I'm going to have to tell her. It's going to stink down there. I hope you don't mind a little stink.
Brian Adams, dude. This is a hunk, dude.
I didn't know this was Robin Hood, Prince of Thieves.
I've never heard this song.
Yeah, dude.
Tell me it's not worth fighting for. Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah, dude.
Good song.
The song's beautiful, great bro. Song. People want to listen to that and not debate, dude. Don't tell me, dude.
You got to listen to that, and then you got to go on the JRE experience.
Yeah, debate. He needs to look that doctor. That fucking...
That dork, dude. I hate that.
He needs to come down
dork,
from his
dude.
Ivory tower. Dude, I was so mad at him. And all
were
those people
up?
Being like,
really
we need
up?
To protect this man at all costs. Did he invent the vaccine or something?
No.
Yeah, they're acting like he...
Yeah.
What the hell did the guy do?
I forget. I don't think he's ever done anything.
For real?
I think he helped patent one of the
Watch it.
Yeah. Watch it. Well, then how am I going to get to the gym? Call an Uber. Call an Uber to the grocery store. Then what? I'm just stuck here? That's crazy.
Did you see that?
What?
There was a thing. Someone's Ring doorbell foot. That was actually kind of invasion.
Yeah, that's bullshit.
Oh. Wait, what was it? What was it? I think I might have seen it.
It was this guy.
this guy. No, but I will say this. They're hitting him with abusive, and it's like, no.
Yeah, that was...
Being a brat is being a brat, but it's not abusive. It's brat.
Wait, was it fucking... what's his name?
Crowder.
Yeah, it was Crowder. Yeah, I saw it. Yeah, that video was crazy.
You're not taking the car. You are not
then
taking
I will ask someone to pick me back. Who would you like me to ask?
Oh, that's right.
It's not a threat, Steven.
Give him an Uber.
Okay, Steven, I can't.
Feeling some constraints?
Steven.
Like, I can't
Steven.
Go. Listen to me. You want to walk out right now? Listen to me. I can't go to the gym. I can't go to my parents. I can't call my friends. I can't be home.
And who knows what she did before that, dude. She might be taking the car a lot.
This was a while
but
ago.
But they said there was a cut. They said there was a cut interlude. They had that, and then they had the cut. And they're like, oh, at this point in the cut, he said he'd beat her fucking ass. And it was like, I saw that. I went, maybe. But also, I need to see that. Show me the tape.
He was really mad.
He was angry. He was furious.
He was actually sitting just like Matt is right now.
Yeah, he was.
Watch it.
Which I mean, that's like it. For angry and being in that position, that's like an intimidating
dude.
Thing.
I will say this, and, you know, if you're already fighting with your wife and then she becomes pregnant, there's not like an easy off switch to be like, all right, I'm not going to fight with her while she's you can fight with a pregnant lady.
Yeah.
I've done it.
Yeah.
I fought with a pregnant lady, dude. I'm not, you know, it's not my proudest moment, but it's like you do it and you're like, what am I doing? So, yeah, I did feel badly that got released. I was like, that is really shitty.
How did it get released? Did she release it?
She must have.
She crushed him. Although, again, he could have been torturing her behind. Who knows, dude? I tried to speak on
the
domestic
abuse was
affairs.
Strong, though, in that, particularly in that video.
Yeah.
He was just bratty.
What were they saying? He was gaslighting her?
I mean, Anytime you win an argument with a woman, that was a straw man. You gaslight me. You don't even know what these words mean, idiot.
He was bludgeoning her with logic, dude.
He bludgeoned her with logic. He sat down with the coffee and said, prove to me that I'm not right. Change my mind about taking an Uber right now.
You should pick up the dog poop. Change my mind.
He's just always got the sign on him. Just in a bag.
That'd be nice though, to be
in the middle of an argument. Just like, 1 second.
You can that take an Uber, nice, change my mind.
Dude, yeah. If I could go into like girl mind and just like, if I'm his wife, I would just be sitting there and being like, I mean, I don't know. I think like drag story time's not that big of an idea.
Wow, Wes.
Now, Brittany was calling me. She took Chloe to a story time. The lady starting it goes, purple is a color. Is it for boys? No. Is it for girls? No. It's just a color. Just like trans and non-binary are just people.
Oh, really? They hit him with that?
That's like, dude, hit him with a fucking like...
Read Pokey Puppy.
Wow, Wes.
Watch it.
Watch it. You're the mother of my child. Watch it.
Throwing out a watch it to anyone is just insane.
Watch it's unbelievable.
That's insane. So nice.
Watch it's unbelievable.
So nice.
Someone your age, too.
Fucking watch it.
Hey.
Cool it. Change your tone.
You're on thin ice.
You're on fucking thin ice.
You gotta turn off the dinner time Fox News, dude.
Yeah.
You might mentally time travel, dude.
I was watching Fox News and I was like, yeah. I was eating dinner. I was locked in. I am
until they get you.
Between specials, I did turn into a Fox News dad. 100%.
You're gonna start taking up the being like, watch it, pal. Hey, buddy.
Yeah, I'm trying to.
You creep. It's my dad's top shit.
Creep.
You creep.
Guy's being a creep.
Dude, he would get up if we were out eating when we were little, and like there was like teenage boys cursing. We had a pizza place in like the Poconos, and he'd go over the table and be like, would you creep stop cursing? Knock it off. I have kids here. And they'd be like, watch your mouths. Dude, it was so funny.
That's nice.
That's
a badass move.
Punks.
Kids scare the fuck out of me.
Snot-nosed punks.
Dude, snot-nosed punks.
Kids do?
Yeah.
It's because you're homeschooled. Like, what are those? I've never even seen one of those.
I just don't want to get bullied by a group of kids.
Yeah, of course.
I cross the street when I see them coming my way.
Really? What type of kids do you cross the street for?
Yeah, all of them.
School zone. Just in a school zone.
I live kind of in a school zone, and they're always running around outside my house. One of them was filming a TikTok outside of my apartment.
Awesome.
And I was playing video games with my friends. I stood up to take a picture of them, and they saw me take the picture. With my headset on in pajama pants. And they stood outside of my apartment waving at me until I went out and said something.
We had to go out and address
them.
I addressed them. And they were like, did you just take a video of us? And I was like, no. The fuck are you guys talking about?
Ooh.
And then,
a real problem.
They were like teens. They weren't children. And
still a problem.
And they asked if I could buy them Taylor Swift
tickets. Yeah, I've heard
that. Are you old enough to like date a 16-year-old by common law, right? 22. Can't you take like a 16-year-old to prom or something your age?
I think schools it caps out at like 18.
Oh, really?
Or depending on the school. I don't think high schools want like 22-year-olds.
I thought you could marry like a 22-year-old.
Rolling
I thought
up
you
to
could
prom.
Marry like a 16-year-old.
Probably.
There's windows. If you were to
there was 22
year
old
hands like a 17 year old and listen to Bryan Adams, I think you'd be okay.
Yeah.
I don't do it, obviously. Don't do it. Yeah. Check your
Maybe.
Local law, but
yeah. Check your local listings. You might be able to do that, dude.
Oh, that would be horrifying.
Why? That'd be awesome.
17 year olds?
They're so funny.
You're not
their pussies are so funny.
I just want to talk to them. Jesus, Harry.
What the hell, dude?
Their tight young
Harry?
Pussies are hilarious.
I mean, you're probably legally allowed to say that at your age.
You are. I was watching Marie Antoinette. Have you ever seen that movie?
No.
It's pretty
I know.
It was making me laugh at the beginning. Austria gives Marie Antoinette to France as like they're like, we need to become allies and like solidify this. It's just funny to see them being like, here's a sweet little piece of pussy for you.
Yeah, Drew.
Deal. We're friends now. Here's a 14-year-old's pussy. We're going to send it over there.
Well, the whole country was, they hated her, right?
Towards the end, yeah. They cut her fucking head off.
But yeah, I know they did that. But at first, weren't they kind of like, because you would send like one country a young babe and they'd all be like, yo, for real, like we should get along. babe. Yeah. They would worship one babe and be like, she is
I think they liked Marie Antoinette at first, at least according to the movie.
She was cultured, wasn't she? She like came down and was like, this is how you use a spoon.
I'm not sure. Farmers were like, the movie was, I doubt, extremely accurate historically.
Yeah. God, that must suck, dude. They cut her head off.
Yeah. Ooh, it was making me laugh thinking about that fucking Louis bit, the fucking first world problems bit.
Which one?
Where he's just like explaining, he invented like the first world problems, I think.
Did he coin the term?
Yeah, he did it in a special.
That's pretty sick.
He was like, first world problems are like, whatever, like this line's taking too long or something. He's like, third world problems are like, you wake up one day and you're like, oh, fuck, I forgot they're going to cut all our heads off. Oh, they're cutting all our heads off today. Fuck. The whole time I was watching it, I was like, God, I can't wait till they cut all these people's heads off.
Yeah.
Just gay Frenchmen running around in their fucking dumb outfits. Like, love making and the passion. I'm like, there's just hungry dudes outside that are dirty. They're like, we're getting in there. I'm going to cut those fucking fruitcakes' heads off, dude. I'm starving. They just partied for like 20 years and then they all got their heads cut off.
What was the name of the place they were all hanging
Versailles.
Around? Versailles. Versailles, yeah. Just being absolutely in the nicest, fruity.
Literally the nicest place of all time.
Oh.
And they're in there, having drinks, fucking each other. Everybody was fucking everybody.
Yeah, everyone had a mistress and shit back then.
Marquis de Lafayette. He was like ousted from the court because he wouldn't cheat. Yeah. Everyone was like, dude, you're being a bitch. We don't need you around our crew. Dude, we're all getting pussy on the side.
Yeah.
Don't think you're better than us. And then they all got their heads cut off.
Did he get his head cut off?
No. But he got he had a lot of problems. He was in jail a lot.
It's better than having your head get cut off.
Yeah.
Especially they probably had dull ass blades back then. It didn't take.
It's like a paper cutter.
Head cut off is pretty funny.
Yeah. Have you ever seen any of those videos?
Yes.
The live leakies?
Yeah.
I have virgin eyes when it comes to that stuff.
It's not good. It's not good.
Especially the beheadings on there are never. It's never a
guillotine. It's never a clean.
It's always a knife and a fucking.
Yeah.
You see the guy going like, ah.
Yeah. Jesus.
Does anyone get a clean?
Jesus, mister.
Does anyone get a clean cut?
Yeah, I think the Afghanis and Saudis got it down pretty good.
That's not bad.
They were hitting. I think the Taliban used to hit like soccer stadium beheadings. And they were once.
Oh yeah, and the whole
slice.
Town comes
whole
out
town
for
would
it.
Be like, dude.
Oh really?
Like, what are you doing
Afghanistan
after work
rocks.
Yeah, I mean, I think there's something we miss about that, like public justice, like brutal public justice. I think there's something that if
we seek it online, dude.
True.
That's why I was just mad at that science dork.
True. Yeah.
That was my public beheading.
I just want to see him
crucify.
I
want
to see
Joe.
One person debate someone who knows anything. I've never seen anyone do it yet.
What if he just pants his RFK Jr.?
Fair
dude?
Enough.
That'd be so fun.
I'd be so sad, but dude. I don't think he will, because they had something close to it. Rogies almost kind of debated himself a little bit. Who was the guy who went on Rogies and tried to like, oh, fucking that weirdo Sanjay
CNN
Gupta.
Yeah.
Sanjay Gupta tried to go on
and
there.
Rogies stomped him.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying, man. And
it was
like,
a bloodbath.
It was a total fucking
and they're like,
bloodbath.
Oh, this guy, what's he going to eat fucking elk meat and talk about wrestling?
That's
it's
what
like,
I'm
well,
saying.
Then beat him in a debate. You're
bro,
the CNN guy.
You're a medical doctor.
Yeah.
Rogi stomped him in that debate.
It was a bloodbath.
That's
dude.
Probably why they're like,
can't go in there.
Well, because they get into the funding, and the funding
they also
really
they don't understand.
Freaky.
Rogi's has been investigating this for 3 years now.
True,
like nonstop.
Yeah,
yeah.
I mean, yeah, he got fucking crucified.
I love watching the videos of Rogan getting mad at people.
Yeah, it's kind
of his
nice.
Guests. Have you ever seen the one of him of the dude asking if he could like do the podcast, like take over the podcast for a week? You've never seen that?
No.
If Rogan was like, what the fuck are you talking about? he's like, what do you have to offer me that would be equal to me giving you this platform for a full week? And the guy's like, I just think it'd be like a really good idea.
I think it'd be good for me.
Yeah.
Who was it? Probably, do you remember?
I don't know, but that guy definitely was in the shower being like, he might be into the ideas like that.
Yeah. He's a pretty open-minded guy.
And then everyone would see that I'm actually great.
I'm gonna try it. Just fucking kill me.
Dude.
Just fucking kill me right now.
Nightmare.
Yeah, I bombed on there and that was bad, dude. That was cutting our fucking heads off.
Yeah.
I wish someone would have cut my head off right then, dude.
And that was early in the episode.
I wish Jamie
was that
fucking,
30 minutes in.
Red face, just like, what?
Yeah.
It is great. Doesn't he still not get the joke?
He gets it.
He gets it now?
Yeah. He understood it then. He just, he thought, I mean, there is a part of the joke where there's something underlying it. If it was about you, you'd be like, you're accusing me of not helping you. That's the part he took from it.
Yeah, it makes sense.
But the joke was, I was arrogant and stupid. And I was like, I'll just go on Rogan. I don't give a fuck. He's definitely going to have me on.
He's like, wait, what?
And then he was like, who are you? Fuck. Shit.
Well, you know, because you figure like you'd be in with something like this situation.
I just figured you might have heard of it.
How long after did you go on?
It's like 2 years.
Oh, okay.
Oh, so it was 2 years after.
Yeah.
Time is flying, dude.
Yeah, time's flying.
What the hell?
That was 4 years ago this September.
Hey. Damn, four years ago?
I think four.
Hey. That's crazy.
Three or four.
Oh, you're right. It's 2023, dude.
Yeah, it was 2019.
That's wild.
September 12th, 2019.
I was in high school.
I remember the date because it was 9/11 when I got the news that I was going to be on.
That's significant.
A great 9/11.
Yeah, it was a good 9/11. It was another good 9/11.
Yeah. True.
Added to the board. So far, I've had nothing but good 9/11s.
No, the one, you know, the one first bad one was spoiled the bunch.
Nuts.
Yeah.
Recess all day.
True.
Had no clue what was going on.
I got to watch TV in the daytime.
Get to watch TV in class. Teachers are crying. You're like, this is crazy.
Your enemies.
Teachers are sobbing.
Your enemies,
like, what are they?
Fell, dude.
We had to go to church.
Teachers crying.
Church?
We went to church.
They sent us right home.
We went to church, and then certain kids started getting picked up. And I was like, damn, I wish my parents would fucking pick me up. Of course they didn't.
Yeah.
I just spent the full day at recess.
Did you guys get, like, did you guys have school the next day?
I don't remember.
I do not recall. I'm pretty sure we just I think it was business as usual.
And then that was when everybody started talking. They're like, they're going to get us.
They're going for fucking.
Mechanicsburg has such a huge Navy depot. They're like, dude, they're targeting the Navy depot.
New York City was first. Mechanicsburg is next.
They want Mechanicsburg. They did get fucking Somerset.
Oh, yeah.
Who knows? They were trying to hit those wind turbines.
In the Fertile Crescent.
Trying to up the price of oil.
It took me years to understand the significance of that. I was kind of like, what's the big deal?
Yeah.
New York. I was like, okay. It's like a bunch of people died. I'm like, seems like a decent amount. But
yeah.
It's crazy that they thought it was like 20,000 people.
Yeah.
Originally.
I mean, they did the math on how many people work there every day.
Yeah.
And it's like an insane amount.
Yeah. Who would have thought we had 18,000 quiet quitters? Where the hell were you guys?
Dude, I was watching. So there's this 9/11. There's a 9/11 documentary. It's like the best one. It was on the History Channel, and it was just footage. It was just chronological, and it was home videos.
Yeah.
And one of them's these students from NYU.
I've seen that video.
They're like, but I never.
And they're all drinking beer.
They never showed in the documentary. They never showed them drinking.
Yeah.
And then like this week a video came out. They're all like, while the towers are on fire, the first plane's already, actually the second plane hit because they collapsed. These kids are just drinking beer, like watching it. And then the one girl just was like, oh my God.
Yeah. It's a wild video.
What do we do?
It's a wild video.
Also, if it's the same video.
It was
thinking,
10 a.m. too.
It's really early and they're drinking out of like pint glasses.
Oh. Classes are canceled. Let's get a couple brewskis, watch the fire.
Oh my God.
But they also, if it's the same video, I'm thinking there were people jumping.
Oh, I didn't see that in the video.
They claimed there was no jumpers.
Who? Pictures
of
jumpers?
Oh, I'm thinking of the Great Depression. My bad.
There's a lot of jumpers.
No jumpers, the Great Depression.
On the stock market crash?
Yeah, they're like, nobody actually jumped. I'm thinking of two different things.
Yeah, there's that famous photo of the dude like head first going down.
I don't think he's ever been identified.
Probably not. I mean, jumped from fucking
falling man.
High up.
Yeah, true.
It's a scary vid, dude.
Yeah.
No, I mean, you think somebody from the picture would be like, of the dead people will be like that.
Oh yeah,
that looks
dude.
Like my husband.
So what's the thought behind that? It's burned to death or splat?
Yeah, I think it was like you couldn't breathe, and what you were holding on to was so hot, you had to just let go or jump. Yeah, I'll take the jump over the burn to death. Burn to death blows, dude.
I don't know if I could get myself to jump.
You would at least try your sneakers to grip on the side.
See if you can. Bam, 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 bam.
Yeah.
Bam, 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 bam. Just like one time, one time. Yeah. Fuck.
Fire department's watching. He goes going. Squeaky.
He's going to make it.
Holy shit.
He's going to do it. He's like, oh, nope. He's off. He's off.
Spit on your hands and wipe your shoes.
It's like a basketball court. No, the jumpers was truly the most haunting part of that entire.
It's terrible.
The jumpers was the scariest part by far.
Yeah, I saw a video on Twitter like 2 days ago from Clips That Go Hard.
Clips That Go Hard. Yeah.
And the caption was just people jumping out of the Twin Towers on 9/11.
It's so loud when they come. It's terrifying.
Oh, I blocked all those accounts. Yeah. I don't need to see that shit.
I never watched that one.
Which one?
I saw the description of it. The jumpers. It's from the ground, of like firefighters.
It's just people autoplay. Jumping. I open up Twitter. Is it audio too? Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's loud. It sounds like a fucking terrible, car accident.
Dude. Oh, sounds terrible.
Yeah, having a jump would...
They didn't say it was so high up, though, you'd like die before you even hit the ground.
Yeah, which can't, it's just not true.
You don't think so?
No.
You don't think you would like suffocate?
No. Not people me. Skydive.
That is definitely true.
Do you think people like caught the plane? Like how many people do you think as it was like coming into the building? Like, do you think there were like
100%?
Like, I mean, people got hit by it. Yeah.
Yeah. Like how many?
It also,
like, how many also was like, probably died, just, like, it's so fast and it's just a huge explosion immediately.
Dying in an office job from the, like, you know, technically the most exciting thing ever too. There's a terrible thing about that. Just being so bored.
God, nothing's ever going to happen. Oh, the most the most important thing that's ever happened in modern America in the world.
What time did the plane hit?
Early.
9:36? I don't know why I thought it was like 8:52.
It probably was around that time.
Something that adds up to 11. I've done the numbers.
You're just about to take a coffee.
I think the
break.
Second one was 9:30. Maybe I'm wrong.
Yeah, it was pretty early. So remember, I remember being
8:46.
Yeah,
10 o'clock when they wheeled the TVs.
9:03.
God damn, that's coffee break time though.
They had to wait. There was like 15 minutes in between.
Yeah.
Damn.
Because the first one they were like, maybe it was an accident.
Yeah, that's insane.
Second one they're like, whoa.
Do you ever see a plane fly real low and you're like, it's
crash. Think about it every single time.
Like, oh fuck!
We're right next to fucking LaGuardia. I see planes coming low. I'm like, this is it.
Yeah. Just part of, is there a part of you deep
kinship
down?
Coffee.
Part of you deep down that's like, come on.
I want to see.
I want to see what it looks like.
Yeah, but that's of
just
course.
To see an A380 just like slam into a building.
Yeah,
for sure.
But that's just the worst part of you. You know?
Just a sick idea from your animal soul.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, if I see, when I'm looking at the World Trade Center from far away.
Yeah.
And I'm like, that must have been fucking insane.
Like, crossing the bridge. I think about where people must have been when it happened.
Yeesh.
Like, George Washington Bridge would have been insane. Dude.
Oh.
Yeah, all that. What a truly tragic event.
Yeah.
But the guy testing out Spider-Man.
Is so funny.
Is funny. Just like, especially if somebody else saw him, just like,
yeah.
Like, dude, did you just try it? It's like, shut the fuck up. I'm trying anything. Parachute man would have been so sick, dude.
Yeah,
a parachute man would have been.
You think they got parachutes up there now? If I was that high up, I'd have a parachute on me.
Absolutely, dude.
Wingsuit, something.
Yeah, wingsuit would be wild.
Having never even tried the wingsuit, straight to another building, right in the Tower 7.
I'd land in the Hudson for sure. Just coast right in
and drown in your parachute.
True.
Got out of that burning. What's the second worst death? Ah, shit.
Yeah, but you have your survival knife. You go, oh,
definitely.
Cut that off.
Definitely. I have no doubt I'd be able to parachute into a body of water and cut it loose.
Did you guys see that dude that jumped off the or crashed his plane purposely?
Nah.
You didn't see this?
No. The
YouTuber?
Yeah. You didn't see
why
this?
Why did YouTuber crash?
I feel like you definitely
no,
seen
what
it.
Happened?
He was like, he tried to, this happened like 2 years ago.
Was that the guy
ago.
Who came and said, he said all that really funny shit while he was flying around? He was like, woo.
No, that was awesome. Was that in Massachusetts?
I think so. I don't know.
Yeah.
What was that?
Hijacked a plane. He was a dude that worked on like the runway and he hijacked a plane.
Oh, shit.
And he was just taking it for a spin. Yeah. And he's like, crashed. Yeah, I fucked up, guys.
I'm gonna land this thing, but don't be mean.
Yeah. It actually got really depressing at the end. Yeah.
You gotta negotiate from up there. You gotta say, dude, I'll land it, but no charges. Agree? Yeah.
That's kind of like what he was doing. He was like, they were like the air control people were like, yo, you gotta land it. And he was like, yeah, I'm gonna. He's like, I'm just taking it for like, he's like, I'm just taking it for a spin. And then he just sailed into a fucking island. It exploded.
Oh, he died.
Yeah. He crashed. Yes, dude. Yeah. He killed himself.
What a beast.
Yeah, it was really.
He was just out there. Yeah. He was like, you know what?
Yeah.
I'm done, dude.
I'm grabbing a plane. It's crazy. He flew it
so successfully. Like, he took it off and he was doing like barrel rolls and shit.
What?
In like a commercial plane. It was crazy.
Oh, that's such a funny fucking way to go.
Yeah.
It's nah. Like, come on down. Nah.
Yeah.
You guys are gonna be Top Gun flybys. So mean if I do that. I'm just gonna park it right here.
Who was the what was the guy who crashed?
Oh, there's a YouTuber who like made a video of his plane supposedly crashing, or like the engines broke or shut down. And then he was like, luckily I always fly with a parachute with me. And then he just jumped out of the plane. But there was like 7 GoPros set up, like all angles, and then they investigated. Clearly, they were like, you blatantly just jumped out of your plane.
And then there's just a plane crashing onto California, where the fuck he was, which is
what the fuck?
Pretty serious.
Yeah,
crime.
He's going to jail for sure. But I remember like he put the video out.
The video is funny.
How many views?
He's jumping out of his own plane.
Dude, he got like 100,000 views.
Oh no.
Not worth it at all. At all.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
He hit the eject button?
He was on like a Cessna plane, like a small ass plane.
He just opened like a car door and fell out of a plane.
What? It's hilarious. Did he fly out to the top?
No.
He just literally like opens a door and like rolls out of a moving plane.
And everyone was like, dude, no one just flies with a parachute with them. And he was like, luckily I've always got my parachute on me.
So he was just like, yeah, crazy. He was like, the engines are going mayday, mayday. Yeah.
It was like, no, he was so calm because it was like, it was clearly not real. And he was not really great at acting it out. And he was just like, oh no, the engines are gone. And then like apparently like all these people and like they were all saying they were like, he didn't try anything. He didn't even try to like reboot the engines.
Yeah.
It was like one engine stalled.
And he just happened to have a GoPro.
Time to jump out of the plane. Yeah.
Happened to have a GoPro on the wing to watch him jump out.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was kind of open and shut.
Yeah.
What did the plane hit? It hit like farmland?
It landed in like trees and like mountains. And I think it was in California. Yeah.
You started a forest fire?
No.
But then he landed on the plane to like recover the footage and then edit it all together and then uploaded it.
Pretty nasty. You should at least go to the White House after you.
Yeah.
That's pretty nasty.
Yeah.
To pilot your thing to your Cessna.
He was an Olympian.
Yeah. I just looked it up. His name was like Trevor. Oh, fuck. I closed it.
Matt, you're getting hydrated for the gymnasium today.
I am. I peed earlier. It was yellow.
We got to go a little slower this time.
I am. I'm chilling. Yeah. I told you I'm dead right
Last
now.
Last week, we went a little too hard.
I'm playground legend right now, dude. Hit?
Oh, yeah. True.
I was playing basketball on Sunday, dude. I'm fried from that. Then I rollerbladed all day yesterday.
Yeah.
Oh, rollerblading's awesome.
Rollerblading's so
footage
nasty.
Footage is nice, dude.
I'm getting more of it back.
Yeah.
Where did you go? Tennis court?
The rollerblade?
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
I'm not that kind of blader, bro.
Dude, rollerblading on a tennis court's the best.
True.
Smooth
as
fuck.
A very smooth surface.
Yeah.
I was doing grassy hills. It was pretty sick.
Oh, damn.
Yeah, it's pretty, I'm cross country. Dude, it was I'm filming a rollerblading intro for my special.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So I was like, I'll hop on the blades, get some footage. I got on it like we started at 10 o'clock, so I showed up at 9:40 to practice. Dude, I was so bad.
Yeah.
Rollerblading forever.
I'm sure. Who
dude,
has?
Stopping is the hardest part.
Unless you have the brake on the heel, dude.
Nah,
dude,
that shit does not
forever.
Work. That shit does not work. You gotta drag your
along.
Foot.
I would just like find grass and jump into it to stop.
Yeah, that's the best move. Yeah.
Dude,
that was
fun.
My favorite part is you jumping from the hill.
Non-stop stabilization. Yeah. I would just all of a sudden like at
did
one
you go
point,
down Kensington?
Yeah.
Awesome.
Dude, that was so scary.
Of course.
I just drive through it. I drive through it thinking like this is fucked up, but like I was like, yeah, I'll breeze through, we'll catch some footage. Terrified, dude.
I'd love to see security footage of you like fully sprinting on the rollerblades.
There is that footage exists, dude. I went through the intersection. Well, you get up there and it's kind of like you see these people are like genuinely suffering. So I was like, I don't want to be like close ups of anyone's faces. So yeah. I wanted like a nice wide through. I was on Allegheny going through Kensington Ave, like cutting across Kensington Avenue. Dude, the first time we tried it, we got stuck in a red light. So I was standing outside on rollerblades, like
holy shit.
And a dude ran up behind me and went, and I was like, oh no. Scared the shit out of me, dude.
It is a haunted house, dude.
Dude, it was so spooky. And then I go, all right, let's go around. We got it. We'll time the light. Let's do it again. So we spin the blocks. The first time was kind of like whatever. And this dude's in a trunk, Mike Gallagher. Yeah. I mean, basically covered a war zone, dude, in a trunk. With a fucking really, probably a really expensive camera. And we go around for the second time. And it's, I was like, all right, as soon as that light turns green, we'll go. So we start going. The light just turns red real quick again. I'm at the second time, like, oh, fuck. So then we did get it. Cause then afterwards, the light turned green. I got like a little shot of like, I had a hop up on them. And they were like, go in the turning lane. We'll go in the other lane and come back and meet us. So I went to the turning lane and got blocked by cars. So I had to like hop up on a median. It was either like jump up and skate through the bros.
Yeah.
Or hop up on the median, dude. And then they have
the bros will get you.
I'm making my way back to the car. They have footage. I'm like, like genuinely scared. It was scary, dude.
Yeah, that's gonna be.
You do any sketching?
I did a little sketching. Yeah,
that's awesome.
What's sketching?
Just like holding on the back of the car. I had to sometimes. Yeah. I was filming, and it was being shot from a trunk.
Yeah.
So I'd be rollerblading. If we would stop, I'd come up to the stop myself. I used the car constantly. Like,
yeah.
Bomb.
Yeah.
Just nail the car. It was so fun.
That dude. The one you sent me where it fades to the city. That's got to be the intro. Nasty. That's got to be the.
That'll be the end of the
where
intro.
The title.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was pretty.
You think
sick.
Of a title yet?
Yeah. I'm still thinking. I'm getting closer and closer.
All right.
I'm getting closer and closer. I think I've stumbled upon a Eureka on the way up here. I went, Eureka. That could be it.
What do you think?
Speed of light.
Speed of light.
Hell yeah.
Fuck yeah.
That's awesome.
We'll see. Yeah, that was fun. I played pickup basketball, fried myself to the point where I thought I was going to have to go to the ER. And then I didn't think of that, but I was.
Yeah, you told me you thought you were dying.
Well, what happened was I went to swallow. And I was so parched that I couldn't swallow. So the time that I didn't swallow, I was like, I should probably be breathing instead of swallowing. And I was like, it took me a second to switch gears, dude. I was like, oh God, here it comes.
I'm having a stroke.
Yeah. That was fine. But yeah, dude, I played in a senior citizen basketball 1-on-1, 69 years old.
Really?
Yeah, he was nice. He was fucking
good. It was a draw.
It was a draw.
You guys tied?
Although we were, I wasn't going super hard on him too.
Yeah.
So we hit 4-4. I honestly think he was up. I think it was 3-4. He messed up the score and I was like, man, maybe I did score another point. I don't know. So we got to 4-4 and he goes, it's a tie, bro. Let the whole dude, yeah.